Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me now or aloud in your heart. I know who I play for. Today's sacred rebuke is heavy but necessary. We are living in a time where death itself is being turned into a weapon, where people gloat at tragedy, where loss of life is used as fuel for political cruelty. And let me be clear, if celebrating death feels acceptable to you, then you are out of alignment with Source. In Utah, Republican leader Charlie Kirk was killed. In Minnesota, House DFL leader Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark were assassinated, while Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette were also shot, though they survived. Five lives, five families, forever altered. And yet, instead of grief, instead of compassion, I watch people on both sides mock, gloat, and justify cruelty because of political differences. Let me tell you this plainly. No matter what side you are on, if you condone the killing of any of these people, you are joining the morally bankrupt. And as a Black woman, I know the harm Charlie Kirk has caused. I know the false statistics he touted about Black people. I know the narratives he spread. But here's the truth. He has no power and no dominion over me. None. And if I sit here wishing him harm or rejoicing in his death, then I have joined him in the very same vibration. I'm no better than him. But here's the other side of this rebuke. Our president is now weaponizing Charlie Kirk's death while not even acknowledging the murders of Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark. People who were serving this country. If you accept that silence simply because the president belongs to your party, then I have to ask you, do you really uphold the values you claim? It is wrong to weaponize death on both sides, period. And let me also say this. I don't blindly follow anyone just because they wear label Democrat. Melissa Hortman and John Hoffman were Democrats, yes, but that doesn't mean every position they held reflected truth. Labels don't equal righteousness. Party lines don't equal alignment. And for this very reason, I do not subscribe to one political party. My morality is not for sale. Because both sides have their illusions. Both sides have their cruelties. Both sides are capable of weaponizing suffering. This us versus them mentality is not of God. It is not love. It is not sovereignty. It is separation. And separation is the illusion that keeps us from Source. Exodus 20:13 is clear. Thou shalt not kill. No exceptions. No conditions. Proverbs 24:17 warns, do not gloat when your enemy fails. When they stumble, do not let your heart rejoice. Celebrating death, even the death of someone we oppose, is rebellion against God's commands. It is a vibration that pulls us further from love, farther from Source. Metaphysically, death is transition, not the end. But how we respond to death reveals our vibration. When we gloat, we anchor ourselves in cruelty. We bind our energy to violence and separation. When we choose compassion, we stay aligned with Source. Compassion doesn't excuse behavior. It doesn't mean agreement. It means we refuse to poison our own spirit by celebrating destruction. Every tragedy carries a choice. We can stay in the sting of hate, or we can look for the seed of compassion. That's the sacred rebuke. It stings, but it saves. It cuts, but it cleanses. It breaks us, but it also builds us. Think of soil. Soil is dark, heavy, full of decay. And yet, it's where the seeds grow. The darkness of tragedy can become the soil for compassion if we let it. So let it sting so it can save us. Let it cut so it can cleanse us. And let it break so it can build us into people who choose integrity over cruelty. I want to reflect with some journal prompts now. How do I react when someone I oppose suffers or fails? Do I secretly gloat, even in my thoughts? What does that reveal about my alignment? What gift of compassion might be hidden inside the sting? How would I want others to respond if tragedy touched my family? Am I willing to choose compassion even when it's unpopular? You know, we can choose a different way. Here's some affirmations. I honor life as sacred, regardless of politics or position. The sting saves me. The cut cleanses me. I refuse to celebrate cruelty. I choose compassion instead. What feels like breaking is building my integrity. I stay aligned with Source in love, in compassion, in truth. Now close your eyes. Picture yourself scrolling social media. A headline flashes. Someone you oppose has died. Notice your first reaction. Maybe relief, maybe anger, maybe nothing at all. Now breathe. Imagine that sting softening, seeing compassion rise in its place. You whisper to yourself, their life was sacred. I released them to Source. Feel the heaviness lift as you bless their journey and your own. The sting becomes the seed. The pain becomes the peace. That's the sacred rebuke. It stings, but it saves. It cuts, but it cleanses. It breaks, but it builds. Do not gloat when your enemy fails. Do not rejoice in cruelty, because every time you do, you lose a piece of your own alignment. Let it sting so it can save you. Let it cut so it can cleanse you. Let it break so it can build you. Life is sacred, all life. If we cannot honor life itself, then we are far from Source. But if we can choose compassion even in the face of division, then we rise. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in compassion and integrity and in love. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's do it together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.